My Brethren in the Ministry. St. Helena, California, August 3, 1910. To my brethren in the ministry. Dear fellow workers, I have words to speak to brethren Butler, Loughborough, Haskell, Smith, Gilbert, Daniels, Prescott, and all who have been active in urging their views in regard to the meaning of the daily of Daniel 8. This is not to be made a test question, and the agitation that has resulted from its being treated as such has been very unfortunate. Confusion has resulted, and the minds of some of our brethren have been diverted from the thoughtful consideration that should have been given to the work that the Lord has directed should be done at this time in our cities. This has been pleasing to the great enemy of our work. The light given me is that nothing should be done to increase the agitation upon this question. Let it not be brought into our discourses and dwelt upon as a matter of great importance. We have a great work before us, and we have not an hour to lose from the essential work to be done. Let us confine our public efforts to the presentation of the important lines of truth on which we are united and on which we have clear light. I would bring to your attention the last prayer of Christ as recorded in John 17. There are many subjects upon which we can speak, sacred, testing truths, beautiful in their simplicity. On these you may dwell with intense earnestness. But let not the daily or any other subject that will arouse controversy among brethren be brought in at this time, for this will delay and hinder the work that the Lord would have the minds of our brethren centered upon just now. Let us not agitate questions that will reveal a marked difference of opinion, but rather let us bring from the Word the sacred truths regarding the binding claims of the law of God. Our ministers should seek to make the most favorable presentation of truth. So far as possible, let all speak the same things. Let the discourses be simple and treating upon vital subjects that can be easily understood. When all our ministers see the necessity of humbling themselves, then the Lord can work with them. We need now to be reconverted, that angels of God may cooperate with us, making a sacred impression upon the minds of those for whom we labor. We must blend together in the bonds of Christ-like unity. Then our labors will not be in vain. Draw in even cords, and let no contentions be brought in. Reveal the unifying power of truth, and this will make a powerful impression on human minds. In unity, there is strength. This is not a time to make prominent, unimportant points of difference. If some who have not had a strong living connection with the Master reveal to the world their weakness of Christian experience, the enemies of the truth who are watching us closely will make the most of it, and our work will be hindered. Let all cultivate meekness and learn lessons from him who is meek and lowly in heart. The subject of the daily should not call forth such movements as have been made. As a result of the way this subject has been handled by men on both sides of the question, controversy has arisen and confusion has resulted. The action of Brother Leon Smith in publishing a tract containing condemnation of his brethren and of their belief was not endorsed by God. And to Elder Butler I will say, the Lord has not placed upon you a burden regarding this matter. I was pained to hear that Elder Daniels, knowing that there was a difference of opinion regarding this matter among our leading brethren, should urge this matter to the front, as was done in some places. Others of our brethren have not been guided by wisdom and have not reasoned clearly from cause to effect regarding the results of their efforts to uphold their views regarding the interpretation of the daily. While the present condition of difference of opinion regarding this subject exists, let it not be made prominent. Let all contentions cease. At such a time, silence is eloquence. The duty of God's servants at this time is to preach the word in the cities. Christ came from the heavenly courts to this earth in order to save souls, And we, as almoners of His grace, need to impart to the inhabitants of the great cities a knowledge of His saving truth.